You're listening to the Remote Mom Collective podcast, where moms can find their stride in the remote work world. Whether you currently work remotely or you want to, you're in the right place. I'm Brittany, the remote mom, and I've been working remotely since 2007. I became a mom in 2015, and there's a lot to learn. Together, we'll support, inspire, and empower each other on our journey to balance work, life, and motherhood from the comfort of our own homes or wherever we're working remotely. Together, let's redefine what it means to be a working mom. Let's support and inspire each other. Hi, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Remote Mom Collective. I am Brittany, the Remote Mom, and today I am here with Latoya Smith, and she is with Overcoming Mom Guilt, right? So we're going to talk about mom guilt today. And before we jump into the episode, Latoya, I'd love to give you an opportunity just to introduce yourself and kind of share a little bit of your story.
Okay, cool. This is so exciting. So I'm Latoya Smith. I am 40. I live in LA. I'm a mom of three, because I've got two biological kids and then I'm a stepmom as well. And so I started Overcoming Mom Guilt because when I got pregnant with my second baby, I was a wreck, to put it lightly. I don't even know how to really describe like how I felt. It took me a couple weeks to come to terms with the fact that I was like going to have another baby. And we'll get into that in the episode, like why I felt that way. But that's what kind of kicked everything off. I just thought, well, I cannot be the only person who is feeling like this.
That resonates with me, because yes. I'll be 42 next month, and I felt the same. I only have one, but when I got pregnant with her, I immediately was like, oh my gosh, my life is about to change. I knew how much my life was going to change. And I really mourned that person that I was not going to be anymore. Right. And then when she came into the picture, there were all these things that I was like, oh my gosh, because I work full time and she has to go to daycare and I feel guilty keeping her in daycare all the time. And am I doing the right thing? So I definitely really can relate to that a lot. So now you also are an author. You have a book out, right?
Yes. Yes. I have a novel out right now that I like love so much. And I also wrote a journal that, you know, talks about the mom guilt and stuff. But yeah, I'm a writer. I write several things. I love essays right now. That's like what kind of feels the best to me and the most honest. But yes, I wrote a novel. It's really crazy, but I love it.
That's so awesome. I can't wait to check it out. What is it called again, so our listeners check it out?
It's called There's No Such Thing as Fiction.
There's No Such Thing as Fiction. We'll link it up in the show notes, and then we'll make sure that we have all the contact information for you as well. So let's dig into Overcoming Mom Guilt. Let's talk about how that became something that really became a passion for you. How did you come up with this, and what are you doing to help overcome the mom guilt? What do you do personally?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So
I know it's a big question. So we can just start. Right? We can start wherever you want to start. Because I know that that other moms listening to this, this is definitely something that we all deal with.
Absolutely. So I have been a teacher for like 15 years, right? And so I started teaching at this alternative school, 5 years ago, I think it was. And so we had a lot of young girls in the group who were just, you know, they had been system impacted, whether that's group homes, juvenile detention, what have you. And one day, one of the directors came to me and said, hey, Latoya, we would love it if you would do a girls group. And I was like, no, thank you. Like, I have six brothers. Energy is like my thing, right? And so I was like, teenage girls, like, you guys want me to talk to them? Like, no way. And so, but I changed my mind. I was like, all right, I'm going to give it a shot, right? So they all file in, and there are a couple other women who work at the center as well who decided that they were going to help, because I was not enthusiastic about that project. And when we sat down and we started talking, I realized there was a girl in the group who was pregnant, and she expressed that she was really scared and she just wanted to talk to some adults who had been through pregnancy and were raising children. And so I was basically telling her my experience. I was like, yeah, you know, I have a son, his name was Levi. And somehow or another, I heard myself saying that I felt guilty about him being born prematurely. And I don't think I had ever said that before. And so I was like, wait a minute, what am I, you know? And so after I said that, then the other ladies in the group, when they started to talk about their motherhood experiences, one was like, I feel guilty because all I do is work. You know, she's like, I'm a statistician and I come over here and I volunteer because I need social work hours and I'm never around for my kids. They have everything they want, but I'm never around. And then another woman said, well, I feel guilty because I myself was incarcerated. And I think that's why my son thinks that it's okay for him to do things that land him into trouble. And so that kind of like set off a spark in my mind, but it kind of just, you know, I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I wrote down a couple notes or what have you when I went home to, naturally as a writer, like that's my way of like, you know, just compiling all my information, curating things. And then I got pregnant with my daughter, Story, who's now 2 years old. And I remember just like staring at the wall one day after coming back from the doctor, and I was like, I'm so scared. Like, what am I going to do? And so I just started writing down a bunch of questions that I would want to answer about motherhood, or that I felt like I needed to kind of dig into. And so that's how the journal was born. And as for me, quite honestly, overcoming mom guilt has had a lot to do with me just healing my nervous system overall. Because I realized some of the thoughts that I was having were so irrational and rooted in anxiety and being stuck in the past. And so what my daily practice is to just stay present. I'm like, where are you right now? Where are they right now? Everybody has all their limbs. Okay, cool. No one is starving. All right, good, right? And so that has made it so much easier to forgive myself for things that happened that I felt like were beyond my control, quite honestly. You know, premature birth is like, it can happen for a number of reasons, but I think because of what happened after the premature birth and having to deal with so many things you don't expect, you know, it stuck with me for way too long, as far as I'm concerned, but I'm over it now. So this is why we can talk about it, right?
Good. Yeah. Isn't it funny that sometimes we don't know that we feel a certain way until we're helping somebody else and we're like, oh, because it clicked in your mind and you're like, wait a second, I do have this mom guilt. You know, I do feel guilty about this. And, you know, I'm kind of the same way. It's interesting that you say that because my daughter has, she's allergic to cashews and pistachios. So we have an EpiPen and all that. And I'm thinking, because I don't really eat nuts. Like I don't like nuts. And I'm thinking, well, when I was pregnant, should I have eaten nuts? If I had eaten those nuts, would she be allergic to those now? Like, is that my fault? So it's definitely something that you think about. And no, I probably could have eaten those nuts and it still would be the same situation. We don't know, but you can't hold on to it. And I think your idea of focusing on the present is really important because we dwell too much on what we did in the past and we dwell too much on what's tomorrow. It's important to understand and plan for tomorrow, but I do think that you're onto something with just focusing on what you can do right then and there and what you can control. And that can help kind of reel in those feelings.
Absolutely.
So on your Instagram page, because I don't do Instagram. I do. You and I met on Threads. I like Threads a lot. I think it's
Me
really,
too.
I think it's so positive. I think it's such a nice,
It is.
positive place to be. But I took a peek at some of your Instagram reels, and it looked like you had some great messages, just like daily messages that you're sharing with your audience. Can you talk a little bit more about that and how you're connecting with other moms, talking about mom guilt?
I would love to. So, my daily messages are pretty much all about what I do with the kids on a daily basis. And so I work remote. That's part of the reason I'm here. So I'm a curriculum writer, and I do that. I'm contracted to do it at least 3 hours a day. And so I kind of get it out of the way in the morning so that I can go outside. That's what I tell myself. I'm going to work right now so I can go outside. And so I take the kids, especially my daughter, because my son does go to school all over. We go to the park, the library, we're there all the time, and things like that. And I just try my best to focus on the beauty of that situation. You know, when my friends ask me from like my old job, like, oh, well, you know, what's your new job like? And I'm like, well, I took a pay cut, but what I do is just go to Target less. And we laugh about that, right? Because what I think is important for moms to know, like, I know moms who are, you know, engineers, moms who were contractors, moms who were attorneys, you know, and they bust their butts at work because they love that. And they also love their children, but a lot of times we feel like we have to choose, you know, and I know that I myself have chosen. I have an MFA and I got it because I wanted to be an English professor at a community college because I went to a community college after I had already gotten my 4-year degree. But I got it in poli sci, which I don't know why I did that. But I took English classes at the community college afterwards because I just love literature. And I was like, I want to be immersed in that, even if I've got to pay for it out of pocket, which I did. And I loved those professors. They were so passionate, right? And I felt like, because at this time I was in Florida, and I was like, wow, this is happening at these small spaces. But it was so intimate. It was like a great time to learn about stories I had never heard of and things like that. And I said, I want to do that. So I got my MFA when my son had just left the NICU. And I mean, I worked hard. I got an A in every single class. But when I was at home with him and I was like taking him for walks and taking him to museums and showing up for all the little craft things at the library, I was like, this is what I want to do. And so on my Instagram, I talked to other moms about like how cool those tiny moments are. Not trying to take away from the moms who work full time, because that's cool too, right? You have more money then to do whatever it is you want to do with your kids, vacation, what have you. But for me, that's what I've chosen. I've chosen to like hang out with them. And I think it's amazing. And every little snippet is so, so important. Like, I turned around the other day. I was sitting working on something and I was like, let me check on the baby. And when I turned around, she was standing there in the same chair as her brother as he's trying to do things on his iPad, like combing his hair. And I
Oh,
just thought, how sweet, right? Like,
that is sweet.
yeah, I was like, that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm in it for at this point in my life.
I love that. That's really great. So, what are some other things when, what are some other messages that you share on your Instagram about mom guilt? What are some other things that moms feel guilty about? I mean, it's working,
Oh.
those of us that work remotely, like, feel like we're working all the time, right? What are
Yeah.
some other messages that you share or that you hear from other moms?
I've got like a compendium because when I first started, when I was like, I'm gonna market the book, I sent out this mass email and text things to all my friends. And I was like, all right, tell me what your mom guilt is. Some people sent voice memos, they were crying. I mean, it like really touched me. And I turned to my boyfriend, I was like, what did I even start here? And he was like, something that you needed to, right? So a lot of moms are very guilty about the work. They're super guilty about working, right? Because again, it's like a either or kind of situation. Even if you work remotely, I mean, again, I'm contracted to only work 3 hours. And a lot of times I work more than that because I really like what I'm doing. But most of the moms that I talk to are guilty about working. And then I don't know why it surprises me, but it does. A lot of them are upset about the partner that they chose to have kids with because you can't do anything about that at the end of the day, right? And so some of the partners aren't showing up for the kids. Some of the partners are kind of making life hard for the mom, thereby making life hard for the kid because we all know that if the mom is not happy, then, you
It
know, there's that
resonates, yeah, it
trauma.
reflects into the kids,
Yeah, so it's that. There are a lot of moms who are guilty because they don't have money to put their kids in their extracurricular activities. And again, that was a shocker for me. Like, I didn't even think about that. And I don't know why. Like, I guess because it doesn't resonate with me. I was not a kid who wanted to do anything like outside of going to school, right? And I had all these siblings, so I had people to play with at home and things like that. I never thought like, oh gosh, why doesn't my mom sign me up for, I don't know, piano? And she did, and I was like, I don't like that. And then that's when yeah.
want it anyway.
But so many of the moms I talked to are like, gosh, I don't even have the money to put her in dance. I don't have the money for him to play soccer, you know? And I'm like, oh yeah, that would make you feel bad if that's something that you want to do. You
Absolutely.
know?
Absolutely. I mean, we're kind of dealing with that now. My daughter's interested in all these different things, and like you have to pick and choose what you can do and what you can't do. And time is also a factor too. So money is definitely one thing, but also you only have so much time in a day. And
Yes.
you know, there's only so much. I know a lot of times for me personally, I get I get really focused in work, and because I work from home, you live here, you work here, you never leave here. You feel like you're always here. But it's easy to cross those lines of what's work time and what's family time. They get blurred. And I know that you have your 3 hours a day, which is amazing. You're probably able to kind of like put boundaries on those a little bit. And I think there's some of us like me who's guilty of not putting boundaries of it on it. And so when my daughter comes down to ask me a question, I'm in the middle of focusing, I might be like, hang on a second, like I'm trying to finish this. And so I talk to her maybe in a way that might not be the nicest, and she didn't deserve that. I'm just trying to focus, and I get frustrated, and then I'm like, I try to take a step back and be like, okay, I should not have reacted that way. So there's definitely some mom guilt there too in the way that I talk to my daughter, and out of frustration, and it's not her fault, and then I feel terrible about it. So now you're some of your the ways that you deal with mom guilt is you do think about it in the moment. You write everything down. You're a journaler, obviously, because you have your journal. What is the journal called? Is it the mom guilt journal?
It's overcoming mom guilt. And so I can
Overcoming
think
mom
of
guilt.
everything that,
And does it have prompts in there for moms to? Awesome.
It has like 40 some odd prompts. I have one. I'm looking at it right now. It's like under a stack of books. And I'm like, if I grab that, are they gonna fall? But hold on, let me see.
Oh, let's see what happens.
Let me take
And
a
we'll link up to where everybody can get the mom guilt or the overcoming mom guilt journal. And these are prompts that you put together. And do you work from this journal on a regular basis? Is this coming
I
from your
do.
own personal journal prompts?
So here it is right here. I don't know if you can see it because I'm
Yeah.
blurred. But here it is. I would love to send you one, by the way. So we
Oh,
had to
that
put
would be
that together.
amazing.
I would love for
Thank
you to have one.
you.
How many prompts here? Oh, I didn't number them. I think I
Okay.
did work around and then I didn't anymore. But there are things in here like, what did you feel the first time you saw your baby? Was
Okay.
there an instant connection? Because I remember working at a school back in Florida, and one of my really good friends told me she felt nothing for the kid when she saw the kid, her first baby. And I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting. She said it took her a while.
Yeah, it took me
I
a
was
little
like,
while to
okay.
bond as well. Yeah. So that's definitely something that's common. I love that you have that journal. What else do you do? What else do you do besides writing? Do you have time? Do you have go for a walk to clear your head? What are some other ways that moms who are dealing with the guilt? What are some other ways that we can work through that?
So I take a walk almost every day. There's a Latin American grocer right next door with excellent produce, and we're vegetarian right now. So I
Okay.
take the opportunity to go there and get produce on my own in the afternoons once the kids are settled and homework is done and that sort of thing. I also wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning so
Oh
that I
my
can.
gosh.
I know, right? Like every time I say that, people are like, "How?" And it took practice.
Yeah.
It took a lot of practice, but I do it because I'm an avid reader and there is no other time. I
Yeah.
got a Kindle because I was like, okay, maybe I can read in bed with this and then I can get reading time in because it's something that like has to happen for me, or I just feel really discombobulated throughout the day. So taking a walk, reading every day because I wake up at 5 is perfect, especially because at 5 no one else is awake.
Yes.
Nobody's saying, "Mommy, I want this or I want that. Mommy, play with me." Yada yada yada. I can take a shower by myself without the curtain being snatched back.
Isn't it funny? It's those little things that we used to take for granted to just take a shower in peace.
And you have to like fit it in. My partner is the most supportive man I've ever seen. But like kids want to be with their mom most of the time. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? Like my son, every day after school, he's like, "Okay, mommy, let's play on PBS Kids. Let's." And I'm like, "Okay, I'll play at 5." And
Yeah.
at 5, he's like, "Okay, it's time to play." You know? And so I just feel like the day is theirs pretty much. So I do these tiny little things like if my daughter is taking a nap, I'll say to her dad, "Okay, I'm gonna run out." And sometimes I don't even know where I'm going when I say this, but I go somewhere, usually Barnes and Noble or Target, something like that, anything
Yeah.
to just be by myself. And then I use supplements a lot in order to feel calm. Lemon balm is my favorite.
Ooh.
Magnesium. Recently, I've learned a lot about B50, the B50 complex. That helps too, to just feel grounded and okay, because the overstimulation can really lead to, I think, behaviors that then lead to mom guilt, right?
Yeah.
Because when you're overstimulated, you're gonna speak louder than you want to. You're not maybe gonna think about what you're saying, things like that. And overstimulation is so easy. My daughter wants to watch Miss Rachel like nonstop. And I love Miss Rachel. Hey, Miss Rachel. Love Miss Rachel. But hearing that all day while I'm trying to meet the requirements of my job, make myself happy. I have a great relationship with my partner. I don't ever want to like be too stressed out for anybody in my environment, you know? So the supplements help a great deal. Yeah, and that's pretty much it. I just
I
try to
love,
just hear myself.
if the listeners could see us, they would probably would have just seen a big light bulb go over my head when you said overstimulation. Can't get the word out. Yes, I think that's what gets us there in the frustration, and that's when we say things, do things that we don't want to do, and then we feel guilty about it. So I know for me, that's something that help that I react to is like if I get over, if there's too much noise, if there's too much going on, if my husband's talking to me at the same time as my daughter and I'm trying to unload
Oh
the
my God.
dishwasher and like, I'm like, guys, get out of here.
That one, there are times when I'm sitting at the dinner table and I might be trying to type something. The kids are talking to me, all three of them at the same time. And then my partner will be like, "Hey, did you hear about?" And I'm like, "I'm going
And then
upstairs."
it's yes,
Yeah.
yes. Oh, I feel like that is something that definitely. So a way to of, I don't know that there's a way to avoid the mom guilt. I think the mom guilt will always be there, but
Absolutely.
situations that cause the mom guilt,
Yeah.
and at least in my situation recently, has been caused by overstimulation or so overstimulates whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Overstimulation. I know exactly what you mean. See?
Stimulation. Thank
Right.
you.
But no, you're fine. But it's because that's so real, and I don't think we pay enough attention to it.
Yeah.
I don't. But what has gotten my attention is that my son is neurodivergent.
Okay.
So
Okay.
I'm like, what would Levi need? What would he need? Would he need sunshine? Yeah, that might help. Fresh air, that's what I need too. Because what I've learned about him is it's very like specific little things that help his day run smoother. And I'm like, if I know to do that for him, then I should know to do it for me too,
Sure.
right?
I think you also have, you've also mentioned an important thing as well. We talked about it a little bit in the beginning when you were sharing your story. And it's, I think it's super helpful for people to understand that mom guilt is something that every mom goes through. You're not alone. And when we start voicing that and we start saying it, you feel more comfortable saying, oh, yeah, I feel that way too. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I'm actually discussing this with another podcast guest in a couple of weeks, but I feel like also the stay-at-home mom title that we used to know when we were kids in the 80s and 90s is
Oof.
completely different now than it what it did what it was in those days. And I think a lot of times we still have a lot of those expectations that the stay-at-home mom stays literally stays at home with the kids, but also does a million of other things and then they're not working on top of it. So I think that we have
Right.
more pressure now these days than there were in the 80s and 90s when you and I were kids.
Absolutely. And to take it a step further, I because yesterday my daughter, the older one, came home from school and I was like, "Hey, what would you like to eat?" And so I started to make her something to eat and I thought to myself, I was like, "Wow, this is so amazing. I'm home when my kids get home from school." But I remember my mom working all day and then coming home, and we were at home because we were latchkey kids. And then
Yep.
she would make us like this full meal.
Yes.
And I was like, how was she doing that?
There's no way I would do that. No, I wouldn't have the time. I wouldn't have the energy to do it. Like how?
That's the thing. I'm like, whoa, because I was talking to another friend, and I'm like, I'm so glad that I'm patient with my kids, that I can say, "Okay, I'm sorry you feel like that, but dot dot, right?" Or not scream at them or not spank them. And I said, "Well, man, our moms some of the yelling and the spanking and everything else, they were probably just like at their wits' end.
Yes.
Because
Yes.
not only were they working all day and then cooking too, but they looked good. When I think
I
back, I'm like,
They had great clothes, like the clothes and the haircut was always done. You know, it just was, you're right. You're right.
like when I think about it, I'm like, wow, they were really doing stuff.
Yeah. So that's something that I noticed it the other day, just in some conversations on Threads, and I was like, I think there's something else there that we need to dig into.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But we're actually coming up on time. This has gone by so fast. I'm
I
so
know, it
glad that you. I
was so cool.
know this has been a really great conversation. So if anybody is, I think what we learned here is that, you know, we it's okay to talk about mom guilt. It's okay to have mom guilt. We all have it.
Yes.
And if we need support, we can reach out to each other. I know you can definitely reach out to Latoya. Latoya, do you want to share some of the places where people can find you? And we'll also link it up in the
Yeah,
show notes as well.
absolutely. I love Threads, as you mentioned. It's so friendly, so supportive, so helpful. And without the nastiness of some of the other social media outlets, but I'm on Threads, I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook, but I don't love Facebook. So Threads or Instagram is the best way to find me.
Okay, and it's Overcoming Mom Guilt on those
Overcoming mom guilt. Yes.
great. Okay, so if y'all want some great advice on how to, just some everyday daily reminders of, taking the deep breath and dealing with the mom stuff that happens every day and just a friendly voice to listen to, definitely check out Latoya's profile and follow her. I don't know, what are the I'm so behind on what you say for Instagram. Is it like give it a follow? Because Facebook was like a like and a follow. What do people do on Instagram? Same thing,
I
like
think
and
on
follow.
Instagram they like and follow too, yeah. I
So
think.
old. So well, thanks again so much for joining me. I am so glad to have met you, Latoya, and now I hope that I can call you a friend, and let's
Of
definitely
course,
stay in
yes.
touch. And thanks again to all the listeners listening today. We will talk to you next time, and I hope everybody has a wonderful day.